Going on, everybody. All Things Timbo, episode 6. It's a midweek podcast, late night podcast with Tim and DJ. What's going on, DJ?
Nothing much. Glad to be off of work.
Yeah. Long night of work. We work together. Please support the podcast. Anything you can do for us is amazing. And the support's been awesome so far. So visit allthingstimbo.com, click on support, three options. Donate Bitcoin, shop Amazon, or shop $6 shirts. Any of those will be awesome. So do that for us, and we love you. Right?
Oh, yeah. We love all of you guys. I love you more, though.
Show. What's new? What's going on?
Looking up the definition of ego, there's like fucking... First off, there's six definitions, and then one of them has an A and B. What the fuck is this shit? But the most one is obviously just the self. That's what like the best one I'm looking at is. Other stuff is all complicated. It's too smart for me.
Too smart, huh?
Self-esteem or self-image is the fourth definition of the ego. The third one is egotism, which is conceit and self-importance, stuff like that.
What made you, why are you looking that up?
Because we've talked about the ego.
I bring up the ego in like every conversation we have.
Yeah. Go ahead. It just made me wonder why I haven't looked it up and what the ego itself is or what the definition of the ego is. I'll have to reflect on my own ego. And one just to see how, like, because I've never thought about it. Like, what do you think the ego is? Because I know you talk about it a lot. So what do you?
Yeah, well, you know, to me, the ego is something that's necessary, something that's needed. It can be good. It can propel you to do good things, but it can also, you know, make you do bad things. So, I guess it depends on like the scenario. I mean, the ego is going to be the same to me, but to explain, like, what it's doing, I guess.
So there's positive to it, then.
Yeah, there's both.
I always thought of, like, every time I hear an ego, I always think negative for some reason. Like, if you say someone, like, oh, look, they have such an ego, or fucking egotistical bastard. Just, yeah. I always think something, like, bad with ego.
I think, like, I mean, it can go both ways. For instance... The ego in maybe sports. I mean, there can be the bad when there's just this cocksucker that thinks he's the shit, but it can also propel you to tell yourself without spreading it to other people, telling yourself how good you are and using that to get crazy.
Didn't think of it that way. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, especially with sports because they're like competitive for sure. So if you're telling yourself and you're pushing yourself to drive, you know, forward all the time, that makes sense then. I never thought about it that way. I always thought of the ego as something that, like, got in the way of what you're trying to do.
Because usually that's what happens. Like, usually when we conversate and I bring up ego, it's in the negative.
Yeah, that's why I always had that in my mind, that it was something bad.
Yep.
I think the ego is what's keeping me at UPS. It's keeping me plugged into society.
Think so?
You're about to let it go, end of the year.
Ayahuasca?
It's going to be really interesting, though. I'll definitely keep, like, when you do this, because I know you had the podcast where you said that you're, you know, at the end of the year, you're, like, done with society.
Yeah.
You know, just keep in contact with me. I definitely want to know how that's going out. Shit, I might, you know, join you.
Yeah. I mean, we have this thing going on.
For sure. Definitely.
I don't see us losing contact.
No, for sure. No.
I mean, you're going, is it for sure that you're going to?
I mean, even if I do, it's an hour away.
So. UW.
Whitewater.
Whitewater. Yeah. Is this for sure, though?
I mean, I pick classes on the 19th. I got orientation and everything.
I say you just go to UW-Milwaukee and stay close.
It's true, but I wouldn't even know what to tell my parents. Like, what? They'd be like, why are you changing your mind about UWM?
I mean, it's whatever you want to do. If you want to go to Whitewater, you can go to Whitewater. If you want to do ayahuasca, go do ayahuasca. Too many people, like, just don't do the things they want to do, you know? And, like, for me, I was in school before, but it's just something no teacher really, like, kept my attention for too long. Well, my physics teacher did, but physics is fucking crazy. So, you know, That was a given. But you're talking about like being at UPS and your ego keeping you there and stuff like that. That's why at the end of this year, it's like, whatever doesn't make me happy, fuck it. I'm done. There you know, you go. I'm gonna do what makes me happy, and you know, whatever that is, that's what I'm gonna do. Right now, this podcast makes me happy. I'm gonna keep the podcast going. CrossFit makes me extremely happy. I'm gonna keep CrossFit going, even like through my injury and not being able to compete at my potential.
Yeah,
it's one of the best things for me.
And so, what if somebody said like, what made them happy was like a secondary item? So like, UPS doesn't make you happy, but money does. I mean, this is an example. This isn't me. But so, like, wherever you work doesn't make you happy, but money itself does, and you can't obtain money without...
I wouldn't know that feeling because money doesn't do it for me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I could obviously buy things,
yeah,
cool things, and I could, I could even, you know, donate to whatever I wanted to do with a lot of money, but it's just not something I really strive for.
I mean, me either. I'm just, like, wondering, because you said, you know, what makes you happy. Money makes me happy. What do I do?
If it's money for somebody, I don't think that's actually... Is it really... Are there some people that really just want money,
period? Honestly, when... like, especially people that are, like, ridiculously wealthy, it's almost like, you know... addiction. Like, it really, like, they can't live without money. They need more. They always feel like they don't have enough money. And when they did like studies on these people's brains, it's almost the same as having a drug addiction. They're like really addicted to having money and always feel like they don't have enough and need to earn more. So I mean, maybe it's some people's happiness, like that's what they need to feel like they're happy.
It's crazy to me, these billionaires, you know, they donate money. And it's so minor that it doesn't, you know, it's really nothing to them.
Yeah, it's,
and at the same time, it's a write-off anyway.
It's public appearances. They don't really, they pick whatever, like, you know, they probably go through the book and what's the most, you know, sappy organization for me to donate charity to, and blam, there it is, the, you know, hospital for cancer or something like that. Like, you want to show me that you actually care and you want to donate something, donate your time, you know, go to these places, go on site and, you know, talk to some of the children that you're donating to. Don't just like,
but I thought you needed a big picture with a big check standing next to everybody. Isn't that part of it?
Absolutely not. Like the thing, and when they donate, you know, they don't even donate. They have so much money. They have people manage their money. So they're like telling guys to donate to different places, so they're just not even involved with the money at all. So it's like, who gives a shit about this? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure it helps a lot of people, but it's not genuine donation. It's just a public appearance so they can make more money.
Do you see these earthquakes being linked to fracking?
Yes, I do.
I read into it just a little bit in Ohio. And we talked about fracking before, but now they're actually linking the earthquakes, you know, to fracking. So do you think it's something that should be banned everywhere?
Fracking?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I think the problem with, like, fracking, drilling for oil, all that stuff, we're just, like, too dependent on it. What's going to happen if we run out of oil? Like, holy shit, that is the end of society. People think, like, oh, no, I can't drive anymore. But you got to imagine, it's not just driving. People, how does the food get into the, you know, supermarket? That comes from, you know, something had to use oil to get that food to the supermarket. People are just too dependent on it. I think more research and money needs to get put into alternative fuel sources, because this one's fucking up the environment, and it's like, we can't live without it. Like,
yeah, what's crazy is there's such strict regulation on, like, the majority of things.
Yeah.
But with fracking, it's not really there. They don't even have to, like, check out the fault lines or anything. And it's something that, I mean, look at this, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that stuff's regulated at all. Honestly, it's obviously should be regulated. It's using retarded amount of chemicals. Then, like, can't even clean it up because there's just so many chemicals. It's like leaking into the ground and into the water, and that sounds like something that should be regulated for sure. Like, hydraulic fracturing. That doesn't even just sound
something,
safe.
Something that shouldn't even be done. Hopefully, like, we can get, you know, be done with this.
Like they throw the word around so casually, like, oh, we're just fracking, or like fracturing. Like, what are you fracturing? The fucking planet.
Fracturing Earth.
Fracturing the fucking planet.
That does not sound right.
But they just make it sound like, oh, we're just fracking for oil. You need oil, you use oil. We're just fracking. Fracturing the fucking planet is what you're doing.
You know, another thing I read, I think it was in 2012, somewhere in California, I believe, somebody had a laser pointer and, like, shined it at a helicopter.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. That's and now they're, over.
I think they, what was it, 14 years that they're going to do? 14 years? It was over 10 years. What do you think about something like that? It seems to me like they're just trying to set an example out of someone. I think that's a long time. I understand how, I mean, that can go horribly wrong, but what's your take on that?
I think locking human beings in a cage is not the right way to go about anything at all.
Completely
I don't care
agree.
What they did. I don't
completely
even
agree.
Murder. You know, locking them in a cage isn't the right thing to do. Because it's a timeout, but like, holy shit, that's a timeout. Like, that's your life. There's years you're never going to get back, years you could have contributed to society. You learned your lesson. It doesn't take you 14 years to learn your lesson about pointing a fucking laser to a... All you had to do is get scared. All they had to say was, we can lock you up for 14 years for that. You'd never do it again, ever. There's no reason you should have to actually go to prison for 14 years for pointing a laser, you know?
Crazy thing about that is that's some dumbass thing I would do just fucking around walking down the street.
Exactly. Like, dude, how did they fucking know who it was? Like a helicopter on the guy's on the ground.
Maybe you landed right there and told him to come up the ladder. You put the ladder down.
You.
Get up here.
I saw, hey, you with the fucking laser. that's putting a human being in a cage, and it's this crazy concept. We're still so barbaric when you like look at our society. I mean, there's still war, there's still riots, there's still violent protests, there's prison, there's, you know, gang violence, we're still like so barbaric, but we're considered so highly above every other species and everything. It's like, where does the intelligence come into play? Is it just because we have fancy tools, or, you know, we can think a little bit, or we think that we can think better than them? You know, they have like different reflexes and senses than we do, but it's like, where, based on what, are we smarter than everything? Like, we don't even rate on the Kardashev scale, which is the scale that's ranking the intelligence of societies. We're ranked zero.
Oh, I heard you talked to me about that before, but I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know how they measure it. It's like complicated math that goes into this. But the Kardashev scale ranks societies based on how much technological progress they have. And they're basing that on how much energy they use. So a type 1 civilization has the ability to harness the energy of its planet's resources, natural resources such as weather, like weather anomalies, maybe tornadoes or volcanoes or things like that, but not like crude oil and stuff. Like, they're past that. They can utilize, they can maximize the energy they're using on the planet that they live on. A type 2 civilization has the ability to utilize the full energy of a star. So maybe they set up, I can't even remember what it's called, but maybe they set up like these things that absorb the sun's energy or the star's energy, and they can maximize the energy used from a star. And it's any star, not just their planetary star, but they can, you know, play with stars, basically. Type 3 civilization has the ability to harness the power of its galaxy. So they're interstellar travelers. They can, you know, go from solar system to solar system. It's not even called the solar system. It's called the planetary system. The name of our planetary system is the solar system. But they have the ability of interstellar travel, so they can, you know, they've taken over the galaxy. Or not taken over, but they've been everywhere in the galaxy. They're spread throughout the galaxy. That's the three main civilization types. There's extensions on it, like up to 5, I think there is, but that's not the true Kardashev scale. but we rank a zero on that scale.
Mm-hmm. I see, I see.
On our own scale of intelligence, we rank a zero. We made the scale. We're not even on it, so it shows that we at least know we're stupid. The problem is, when are we going to confront the problem and fix it?
Yeah, thinking about the universe. You know anything about the multiverse theory?
A little bit, probably not as much as you. I mean, start me off here. I might be able to expand on it.
Well, you know, my take on the multiverse theory is that there's an infinite amount of universes, and every instance is taking place at the exact same time. So right now, this is happening in another dimension while we're on our heads.
Why not?
Backwards, and, you know.
It's almost like people might have, rejected it before when a long time ago, if you were to say aliens existed. But now we're to the point where, like, you're ignorant if you believe that out of the trillions and trillions of stars and different planets that we're the only ones. You just be ignorant. So who's to say that you can't expand on that and say, oh, you're ignorant if you think that this is the only universe? Because how can you know? There's just no knowing, at least not right now. There's no knowing that there's not multiple universes. The way you describe that, though, it sounds more like a multi-dimensional thing. Like, I would think of a separate universe. I wouldn't think that it's a mirror image of our universe. I would think it's a completely different universe with different laws of physics and everything.
Yeah.
That sounds more like different dimensions. But, I mean, I don't know. Who am I to say?
Who's anybody to say, to be totally honest?
Yeah.
I mean, we're moving, like, technology is moving so fast that we're, I mean, look at Oculus Rift. I have not had the opportunity to actually experience it, but from what I hear, it's like a mind fuck.
I fear the day that we make a technology where a virtual reality is indistinguishable from real reality, because then you begin to question.
Who's to say that this isn't already that?
That's what I mean. If in our lifetime we can create a virtual reality that's indistinguishable from the reality we're in right now, then you question, has that been done in the past, and are we in that virtual reality already? Fucking simulation, man.
Simulation theory.
Man, I rewatched The Matrix and it fucking just teared my mind apart. I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I definitely watched it when I was younger, but when I watched it when I was a little older and just had, like, I guess, a little smarter, I guess, or just was able to think better.
Man, I just watched
it. It was a totally different movie.
Just watched them all in a row. It's just like crazy how you like pick up concepts like that when you get older. I just thought it was fucking cool with the fighting and stuff, but now I'm like, whoa, that makes, you never know. It's just crazy how unsure reality is.
Yeah, I mean, we have no fucking clue. We can be plugged in right now, and we really don't know.
Because the crazy thing about it is, if you close your eyes, the world doesn't exist anymore. How fucking nuts is that? Mm-hmm. If you close your eyes, you have no guarantee that I'm going to be sitting in front of you until you open your eyes again. That's actually, I forget what theory this is called, but it's got to do with quantum physics, how, I think it's called quantum uncertainty, where they put a rabbit in a box with poison, and they close the box, and they say that the rabbit is neither alive or dead. It's in a state in between, where it's not, you won't know what it is until it's observed. Hmm. Because energy acts weird, like it's particles when it is observed and it's a wave when it's not observed, or vice versa. I don't recall which one it is, but quantum physics is, they actually have something like that. It's called quantum uncertainty.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just too stupid for quantum physics, but that that shit is like a mind fuck. Well, no,
it's, quantum physics is really a mind fuck. Like, that's where things start to break down. It's where the laws of physics no longer apply. Like, things can be in two places at the same time acting on each other simultaneously. That's not possible. It breaks down the laws of physics when you get down to the quantum level. It just doesn't work the same as on the macro level. Which is kind of weird, because I wonder about black holes. That's like one of my biggest, like, those amaze me so much. Because if the speed limit is the speed of light, that's the universal speed limit. Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. That's just the universal speed limit. How then can black holes spin fast enough that light cannot escape? Would that mean that, wouldn't that mean they're spinning faster than the speed of light? Because light cannot, nothing can escape the grasp of a black hole.
You know what I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson say? I actually heard it a while ago, but I just watched Cosmos yesterday.
Okay.
Or today. No, I watched it today, actually. And he said if you were to fall into a black hole, well, first of all, if you were able to stay together and yeah. live through this, if you were to fall through a black hole, as you fall, the universe would play from start to finish, like during your descent.
What do you mean?
What the fuck? Like, that's what he's saying is you're going to see like the beginning, like to the end. You're going to outlive the universe.
I heard from someone that if you were to stay, you know, stay intact and you fall into a black hole, a person observing you would not see you falling. They would see you still, just not going anywhere. It would just look like you're still. Also, it used to be thought that when you fall into a black hole, you just disappear into nothingness. But it also, it turns out that your information, you know, it's imprinted on the surface of the black hole. So the black hole becomes however much information you had bigger. So there's actually a surface limit of how much a black hole can hold. That's what I got out of that, at least.
If I ever become terminally ill and our technology advances to a point where we can shoot people into a black hole, maybe that's how we'll, like, capital punishment will be one day.
Maybe that's how we'll totally take care of fucking pollution and litter and all that.
What if that does happen and we're at that point? Send me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shit, the other side might have a cure. You might be God on the other side, man. You never know how fit. Like I said, there was another theory that, like, on the inside of a black hole is another universe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know how the laws of physics on that side could happen. Your sickness could be healing. You know, it just could be a completely different set of laws, which is kind of like you can't even begin to comprehend that, because what if air is water? So you're swimming in water, but it's really air. But it's just, that's just how physics is on that side. It's just incomprehensible, yeah. You know. You're drinking air.
Mm-hmm. Some water. Oh, I should put this over here.
Yeah, I don't want to spill it on the over.
Yeah. So, Colorado, January. 2 million. Is it 2 million in taxes?
Yeah, just the first month of January.
First month.
And that's just the collected taxes. Where'd my phone go? It's right here. Let's see if the story's still up. But yeah, man, there's talk. There's definitely talk all over the place, all over the United States, and everyone's keeping a really close eye on Colorado to see how it's going to turn out. You know, Obama told them to back off the banks, basically, give them a chance so people can actually store their money in banks. So that was really cool. I mean, he said publicly that it's no worse than alcohol. I mean, he urged against either one, but he just, you know, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys, you know, we fucked up. It's not even that bad. Alcohol's worse. He should have said that, but he said it's no worse than alcohol. So now everyone knows. So now they arrest someone. People are going to be like, oh, Obama said it's
I bet you Obama has some dank-ass weed.
I bet he does, too. He already admitted that he smoked that shit, mm-hmm. So I don't think that shit went away. He knows.
There's been multiple presidents that haven't, you know, denied doing drugs.
New York plans regulated Bitcoin exchanges. That's new. I'll have to read that one later.
Regulated?
Yeah.
Oh, exchanges. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking regulated.
No, you're Bitcoin. Not. Fuck you if you try to regulate Bitcoin.
Why do they even hold conferences on this? On regulating something that's unregulatable?
Because we're fighting.
We're fighting.
Fucking fighting.
Viking. Yeah, fucking
Vikings.
We're fighting.
Fucking Vikings. No, dude, they're scared. That's good, though. We're doing something good. Yeah, Colorado reaps $2 million in marijuana taxes. In total, 59 marijuana firms filed tax returns on an estimated $14 million in sales. Overall, the state collected a total of $3.5 million marijuana taxes if medical marijuana firms are included. So, not bad. I'd like $2 million in the first month of anything. Let's get $2 million in donations in the first month of the podcast. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you, everybody, for the donations. I mean, that's totally awesome. I know a lot of people that listen don't even know what Bitcoin is, but come Sunday, you definitely will, because we'll have Tarek come on and just blow your mind, blow our minds. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen on that podcast. He tweeted it's gonna be a total mind fuck, and it's gonna be beyond Bitcoin. I mean, there's gonna be a big chunk of Bitcoin, but you know,
done just about everything. Yeah, so that'd be interesting.
He has some things to say.
Really cool guy. So I'm looking forward to that too. But yeah, those donations, man, that really surprised both of us. As soon as it came up, we're getting Bitcoin donations right away. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Look at that. So that's really cool. It just shows you guys are actually paying attention, doing your research, get involved. We got some Bitcoin users already. Maybe we're making some. So
we're going to definitely turn some of the listeners into some new Bitcoin users and, you know, teach a little bit. Maybe even teach a little bit about the dark or the deep web. The
deep web. Dun, dun, dun. What I really like though is if I can talk right, is for you guys to leave us some comments. Let us know how we're doing, because we're just kind of, you know, dicking around right now. So
Midweek podcast, we just, you know, talk. Sunday, we just talk too. Yeah. But but they usually have something to talk about.
So yeah, let us know if you got some topics you guys want us to cover. If you
topics, people.
Just want us to shut the fuck up. I mean, it won't happen, but I'd like to hear it.
you can tweet us. There's always our Twitter names on the show notes. I'm Timbo March on Twitter.
DJMax13M.
And you could see all that at allthingstimbo.com. And also on the website, if you click, I think it's contact, there's a whole form there. So that's an easy way to do it too.
Yeah.
So you know what, I don't think Tarek's gonna talk about the deep web. So maybe I can talk a little bit about the deep web. So as I've said on previous podcasts, the purest of pure drugs nowadays comes from the internet and gets delivered to your door. Am I saying I do this? No, but this is honestly how it's done.
Careful, they're listening.
Did you hear how I put that?
No, I was just messing around.
It started, I'm not going to go, you know, in too much about it, but it started with the Silk Road. There was some drama with the Silk Road. There was a new Silk Road. And now there's just a whole bunch of online markets for drugs. And that's not just what the deep web is for. But
how do I say that word? Anonymity. That's the biggest thing. That's the main reason that the deep web exists, for people to actually be anonymous and have some kind of privacy from, you know, dickweeds in the government that are trying to monitor everything, collect massive amounts of data and store it. People just want to be private for once in their freaking life.
And the CIA's spying on the Senate?
On their own people. Horrible. Germany's pissed off about this. Like the chancellor, because her phone got hacked by our government. And, you know, Obama's kissing ass and saying it won't happen again. But the polls show that people just don't trust the internet anymore. And that's why these things exist. You know, black phones that are completely off the grid and you can't, you know, hack into those. You got the dark, the deep web.
I don't even know if I mean, I have to look more into those, but I don't see how, but I'll look into, there's like the black phone, the Edward Snowden phone. I don't know if that's the same one, but back to the deep web. You need a special browser called Tor. You get the Tor browser. I mean, you Google Tor browser, you'll find it. Basically, it's going to connect you to like a bunch of different countries. And you're going to bounce off all of them. So when you finally hit the website you're going to, you're not going to be accessing it from your IP. And once you're on there, for at least for the drug marketplaces, you can hop on Reddit. I think it's reddit.com/r/darknet markets. Whatever it is, I'll put it in the show notes. But it will show you a bunch of different marketplaces. Agora is a big one right now. I know they're getting over a denial of service attack, so I'm not sure if they're back up yet, but it's one of the better ones right now. So if you go there, you can get the link. You put that into the Tor browser. It will connect you. You'll have to learn how to use Bitcoin because that's how you purchase things from these marketplaces. But once you have Bitcoin, you can fund your account. You can purchase anything you could think of on there.
Yeah.
And
just normal stuff too. It doesn't.
Have to be that. But I'm just trying to help some of these guys out here.
Much appreciated for those guys, I'm guessing.
So and then another thing you'll want to use or learn how to use is PGP. Pretty good privacy. You're gonna want to encrypt your information whenever you're sending information to and from vendors. Especially when you're ordering something, you don't want to just type in your address and your name and address out there, because if someone sees that, then you're going to be fucked. But with PGP, you can encrypt everything. You send them a bunch of you send them something encrypted, they'll decrypt it and they'll have your information and it'll be secure. I'm going to look for some videos online on how to do all this stuff, and I'll throw it on the show notes. But once you play around with it a little bit, it's pretty easy. It sounds a little bit intimidating to some people, but I'm going to teach DJ how to do it either tonight or tomorrow in about 10 minutes.
Wow. Looking forward to that then.
10 minutes, yeah.
Someone's got some confidence in me. That's one of us. What do you think about Edward Snowden? A lot of people think that he's...
Hero.
See, that's the thing. But there's the big controversy. Is he a hero or is he, a fucking traitor, That's the big thing. And a lot of people think he's a traitor. A lot of people think he's a hero. Why do you think people might think that he's a traitor?
Might think he's a traitor?
Yeah.
Honestly, to me, anyone that thinks Edward Snowden is a traitor is a conditioned fuckhead. 100%. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't see how you can see him in that way when he saw something bad, saw something evil, saw something wrong, and he fucking said something.
That's true. I think most of the people that see Edward Snowden as a traitor are just uneducated on the issue. So even if they're even if they're not conditioned, maybe they heard this guy gave away our secrets and then they're like, oh, he's a traitor. That's the first thing you would think, right? Gave away secrets, traitor, right? If that's all you know about the situation.
Me or you, I don't think we would just hop on that.
Well, yeah.
I think we'd want to learn a little more, but majority of people, you're right.
So, and then, there's the military people that are like, USA, USA.
America.
This is America. Telling everybody our secrets. No, but then those guys. I think, man, that guy's a hero for sure. He's smart as fuck. He's told you guys, if I come to the U.S., they're gonna put me in solitary confinement. The U.S. government's gonna put me in solitary confinement, which to us, solitary confinement is we won't see him, but to him, he's dead. They're gonna kill him if he comes back, and he knows it. That's why he's not here. What do you think would happen, though? If he came back, do you think there'd be a big enough movement to keep him in the public?
I think he would definitely... They would definitely take him in. But there would definitely be some chaos, though.
I think they'd want to kill him for sure. But do you think that we would have a big enough movement to where it's like, free Snowden! Free Snowden! Let me see him! Just to make sure that he's not dead. You think he would have any kind of protection from the U.S. citizens?
I see what you're saying about that, but I don't think that they would care.
Really?
I mean, if all that was happening...
I think it's a delicate situation.
But if all that's happening and they cave in and they, listen to what the people are saying, even though they're supposed to be working for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like they give in.
It's a delicate situation, though, because, if you do listen to us, you give in and we see we have power. if you don't listen to us, you kill him. We know you killed him. There's no he came back and died of a fucking heart attack. Mm-hmm. We know you killed him if he comes back. And we're gonna, you know, we're gonna want answers. Either way, you lose. Man. Like, man, that's crazy. So if you were in Edward Snowden's position, would you do it?
Would I give the information?
Yeah. Would you do what he did, how he did it, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Give the information, flee the country, keep giving information. That's how you do it.
100%, yeah. I don't know how I would go about, fuck, dude, because being in a cage is a scary fucking thought to me.
I know, and that's what we were just talking about.
It's like, oh, you run? Why you gotta run? But it's like, I'm not gonna go spend my life in a cage.
And he will.
So,
if
you know,
not dead.
I think I'd go about it the same way. How about you?
I would definitely do it. Man, he's so smart, though. Like, that guy's really well-read. He knew where to go. He knew who to talk to. He knew who to get in contact with.
So. I wonder how much planning went into like.
That's what I mean. Like, that's like mastermind.
Preparation. Before, yeah.
Like, he had to, like. Because you got to think the prison project was, you know, huge. So it was probably going on for years. So he's probably just like, building this up for quite some time. So he probably already knew what he was going to do before he did it for sure. This wasn't just a, man, this is bad. I got to tell people this. It's like, man, we're building something bad over all of this time. I don't know. They say he didn't, like, because when you think about it, how does one man get as much information as he did about us? Because one man, we usually don't, Americans don't trust anyone, let alone one man with that much information. Yeah. So they say that he worked with people, but they can't find the people that he worked with. They did say that they caught some of the guys that gave him their security clearance codes, but, you know, he said, I didn't trick these people into giving me their codes, they just gave it to me.
Okay.
So, like, they lost... Or were suspended.
What happened?
Probably lost their jobs, but...
That's it?
As far as we know, these are people that just kind of had their story and then dropped off the spotlight.
Dude, honestly, I think that there's motherfuckers that got whacked because of this whole situation. I wonder how many people got whacked because of this.
Look how many... I wonder if it has anything to do with how many banking people are just dying.
That is crazy. Six suicide. Or seven. All
quotation, suicides.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean... I'm not going to say, it, you know, they were whacked, but...
I mean, I know they say success doesn't always bring you happiness, and these people are, like, always end up doing drugs and stuff, but, like, come on. Six or seven, like, all in a small time frame, killing themselves? What is up? Something is up. I think they just don't even give a shit anymore. They just do whatever they want. That's why I said, like, they're chipping away to where, like, we don't even think about this stuff anymore. It's like, oh, six suicides. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I think we're just headed to economic disaster, way worse than 2008.
We'll see. I mean, like I said, that's what I'd want to say, but you just never know what's going on with the federal government. Like, or not even I can't even say the federal government. It's not even part of our government. It's the Federal Reserve is its own entity. Like, talk about few elite. Like, they vote for themselves. What the fuck? They vote for themselves. They run themselves. They pay themselves. And they manage our money. But it's backed by our government. It's not our government. Our government can't say shit to the Federal Reserve.
And that's why we need to make the shift over to Bitcoin. All of us.
Yep. Federal government has zero to do with Bitcoin. So fuck them.
For those of you that don't know about Bitcoin, I keep saying it, but you will know Sunday. But if I can provide a currency that is inflation proof and decentralized, where there's no fuckheads that control this currency, wouldn't you want something like that?
I would want something like that.
You are a part of something like that.
Well, that's why I became part of something like that. I wanted to fucking have control over my own money. Like, fuck the taxes, fuck the fees, fuck the hidden shit, just peer-to-peer trading. I give you this money, you get this money, nobody loses anything. You know what I mean? Just, I give you a dollar, you get a dollar. Not I give you a dollar, pay, you know, 50 cents tax. Yeah. Damn. <Fuck. laughs> Like, that's how Bitcoin works. It's money, cash, money. No fucking getting fucked in the ass for no fucking reason. You don't even want it. You're not even. That's not your style.
Man, I read this funny story. I think it was from a few years ago, but it was about a realtor. And I forget how long it was going on, but he or she was inviting over another person from their firm or wherever to the place they were trying to sell for somebody.
Yeah.
And they were hooking up like all the fucking time, you know, they were just banging there. And I guess the person that owned the home that was trying to sell it, like, set up cameras and like busted them.
Yeah.
So now there's like a big lawsuit. And it's just...
Oh, this is real?
Yeah, this is real.
Nice.
Pretty gangster, pretty funny. Hell, you know? Yeah.
Man. Why not, man? I'd do it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for sure. 100%. Where's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
I mean, I wouldn't say the craziest, but I think it was the nicest. It was outside by a pond at night, you know, just on a dock.
Did you get mosquito bites?
I didn't. It was a little chilly, not like too much. Mosquitoes weren't really out though. It was weird. It was really nice. I think it was nice. It wasn't really weird, but it was like the nicest place. So
nice.
Outside under the stars, man, like, can't beat it.
Yeah. Nice.
What about you?
You know, craziest place. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I used to work at Cardinal Fitness,
which you told me this.
It's now called Experience Fitness.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Experience now. But in the office, there's a big, what do you call those windows where the inside can see out, but on the outside it's like a mirror?
One-way mirror?
Yeah. Well, you guys get the point. Anyways, like, I was dating a girl, and we would bang in that office all the time. And sometimes people would walk up to that mirror to, like, adjust their hair and stuff, and they'd be real close. So, like, we'd be banging, and I'd look over and, like, what the fuck? Just a face really close, you know? So it was kind of weird, but, you know, it was fun because, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that.
I feel like that would turn you on more just because the element of, like, maybe we could get caught.
Too bad it's not, like, one of those, you have, like, a button so they could see. just give it a quick on-off and, like.
I'd be like.
Did I just see that?
Yeah, like,
is that, and then I walk out. But when I was living in California, though, I was fucking around on the public transportation. Thinking back, though, that's like kind of dirty, kind of nasty.
That's actually pretty. It's common for, like, weirdly, more in Asia for sure, but that's like really common. They have like packed buses and people just like fuck on the bus.
You know, I don't know the laws now, but I know that public nudity was okay in California. And they even, I can't remember when they did it, but they actually passed a certain law where you had to, if it was on, like, public property, like on the bus or, like, on a park bench or something, you have to put something down if you're naked to sit on it. Like, what the fuck? Oh,
sanitary.
What the fuck?
Yeah. There's some dumbass laws. Like, I get it. There's kids, but, like, really? What?
There are silly laws. There's, like, books on all, you know, the silly laws.
Like, even drugs, like... I get it. There's drugs that can really fuck you up, but like, if I went to my house right now and I cut my finger off and I went to the hospital, they're gonna say you're fucking retired. They're not gonna say it's illegal to use knives now.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it to myself. So if I take drugs and, you know, scratch my face off, they shouldn't say, you know, that's bad for you. You're gonna hurt yourself. I could hurt myself with a knife, but you're not gonna ban knives, are you?
Yeah, I definitely think you should have, you know. It should be up to you what you want to do to your body, but it is crazy how some of these drugs can just consume you. And we just had Ben Jost on the podcast. Yeah. Talk about his story. It's so good to have him back. 4 months so far, and you know, he's got a lot of people supporting him, so we gotta keep him clean.
You know who I wish we could have had on the podcast?
Who?
Fucking the Miami Zombie.
The Miami Zombie.
Oh, dude, what the fuck did he see? What makes you eat someone's face?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Did he think it was a steak or something? Like, that's some fucking powerful visuals right there.
No, I don't even remember that. Was it bath salts?
It was bath salts.
Okay.
Fucking.
So meth.
Yeah. No, that was like something completely different. Like,
okay, bath salts are just,
they couldn't test for it and like didn't know what it was or some shit like that.
Okay, bath salts are to meth like 25B N balm is to acid. It's like
just a different intensity. Yeah,
and they keep, like, they could keep changing, you know, changing the chemicals involved.
Yeah.
To make it very similar.
Yeah.
But it's not actually meth, so they can't, you know, they can ban like a substance somebody makes, but then they'll just change it again, and then
They have to keep like just piggybacking like, on it.
Yeah,
just exactly. Like they can ban Silk Road and then Silk Road 2.0, and then after that there's a different one. Okay, but yeah, dude, fucking and like it was like really a zombie. Like, they told the guy to stop, he looked up, growled at him, and turned around and kept eating the guy's face. What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
They shot him. He kept eating the guy's face. Yeah, just like a zombie. Shot him again. Yep, kept eating his face. That was some good face right there.
That was some good meth, you mean.
Did you see, like, the fucking the hospital pictures of the old man that got his face eaten up?
No.
Oh, my God. It looks
sounds so, like something I don't want to see.
Oh, dude, you don't. It looks gross. He's missing, like, an eye. The other one's just all exposed.
Did he make it?
I don't know. I know he did for a while, but I don't know if he's still going. I wouldn't even want to, man. I just want to fucking, my face is gone.
Shit, dude, that's so fucked up. You know what I did see, though?
You have to be a monk.
Remember that monkey that ate that girl's, was her face or something?
Dude, monkeys are fucking scary as shit.
Yeah.
Like, people want monkeys as pets, but, like, if you do, you definitely don't want to have kids. Because they're so, like, territorial that they'll, like, maul your kid for your attention. Like, if you give the baby more attention, that the monkey will like attack your kid. And this has happened multiple times. Like, those monkeys are fucking nuts.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, people think they're all cute, but they're fucking monsters,
dude. They
fuckers,
dangerous. But so I went on a little adventure over the weekend with Ryan Pliskota. Oh, we actually picked a winner too. Congratulations, Ben Quirk.
Nice.
We'll get you that painting real soon. But I went on an adventure with Ryan. And, you know, I'm not going to explain the whole thing. I'm just getting to this one part. Well, two parts, I guess, because we got lost in the woods. And looking up in the sky, it was like we were in one of those time-lapse videos, you know? Where you just see the Milky Way. I mean, it wasn't the Milky Way, but, you know, it was, like, really, really crazy.
So it was darker then?
It was dark.
Okay.
We got, I mean, okay, I'm going to fast forward to what I was trying to get to, though. All
right.
So we're walking. We're lost. We don't know what the hell's going on. There's some, like, shaking up in the tree. And fuck is that? Fuck is that, man? What's going on? Dude? And it moves again, and then it's just, like, shaking. And then this bird, this Pokemon, this car-sized flying object moves from, like, one tree to the other, and we're like, fuck, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And we look at each other, and I'm like, I'm walking back the way we came from, and he's like, well, we gotta go that way, we gotta keep moving forward, and I'm like, fuck, and I'm like, I didn't know what to do at first.
Yeah.
Until that bird took off in the air and started swooping down, and I was like, fuck, let's go. Dip forward, man. That was terrifying. What the fuck?
You know what's fucking crazy to me about that? Like, is that we're the highest animal on the food chain, but fucking everything can kill us.
So fragile.
Everything can kill us. Everything has claws, beaks, poison, venom, better senses than us, but we're the highest on the food chain. That's fucking nuts. Nothing gives a fuck about humans. Human beings can go fucking jump in the ditch. These animals don't give a shit about us. They're not like, oh shit, these guys are at the top of the food chain, we should leave them alone. They're like, no, fuck you, we're going to eat you. That's crazy.
We're walking bags of blood.
Yeah, so
and
we're
if
just,
we lose, if we, you know, if we get lose too much blood,
we're gone.
That's it.
Just walking sacks of water, that's all we are. Because we're what, like 80% water? Just walking sacks of water with, like, electrical signals. That's crazy, right? Just to think about how, like, meaningless life is.
Meaningless.
Just to make you guys, like, hate everything. Yeah, we're walking sacks of water with electrical signals. And once you die, the electrical signals stop and the light turns off. And that's what happens.
But we don't know. Nobody knows what happens after. But to say meaningless, I don't think you mean life is meaningless.
I just mean like insignificant, I guess, is the word that I meant to
how
say.
How insignificant we are?
It's just compared to the whole grand scheme of everything. It's just
we don't know. We don't know what the hell we're supposed to do. I'll tell you, it's not to be working at UPS for the rest of my life. But like, what is our place? Sometimes I spend so much time trying to figure out my purpose. And sometimes I wonder, like, should I be even spending this much energy and time on trying to figure out my purpose? Should I just let it be? Do you spend a lot of time trying to figure out your place in this crazy thing we live in?
I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what accomplishments I have. And I feel like if you can figure out what things you consider as accomplishments, then you kind of have an idea of what direction you want to go in life. And I have a really hard time of admitting accomplishments that I made because I don't feel like I made an impact on anything. So I feel like my goal is to make an impact on what, I don't know, on who, I don't know, on how many, who knows. But I think my goal is to make an impact.
Yeah, man, I have a lot of trouble trying to figure out my purpose. Sometimes I think I have something and it's like, I really don't know. Hopefully, you know, Peru will show me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, like, I can't even tell you how much, like, how excited I am for that. Because maybe it will tell me something and give me a start. But, yeah, I've thought about my reason for being here, and I haven't come to a conclusion because I haven't recognized any accomplishments. Most people would say, you know, graduating high school, that's a good accomplishment. You're in college, that's a good accomplishment. You know, you got a car on your own, that's a good accomplishment. You're, you know, working at UPS as a management position, that's a good accomplishment. But, like, I don't see any of those as accomplishments.
Same here.
Just don't recognize any of that as, you know, going anywhere. I haven't done anything. That's like, what is that? That's nothing.
It is crazy that a lot of people see that and they're like, wow, he's doing something.
Oh, you're successful. Like, yeah. How? Why? How am I successful? Yeah. I haven't done anything, you know?
A lot of people don't really know what success is to them. They're just get going after money without really thinking about a purpose or what they're going to do with that money.
Huh. Yeah, the people that are around me don't think it's a positive thing, you know, because they think I'm going to be like a workaholic or something like that. If I don't find success in something soon, then I'm going to be like obsessed with working hard until I figure or till I believe that I'm successful at something.
Yeah, every deep psychedelic experience I've been on has brought me closer to trying to understand or come to some sort of meaning. And when we go to Peru and we do that, you know, I'm hoping for, I don't know what I'm hoping for really, but
I'm hoping for the 22nd to hurry up and come so we could get that out the way. And then
we're going to the isolation tank on the 22nd for 2 hours.
Yep.
So that will be a good time. We'll talk about that. That's going to be your first time. You're going sober.
Yep. And then my next adventure after that is
5 grams.
5 grams. That's the biggest one. I'm like, I can't wait for that. I'm just gonna be like,
yeah.
That's just so unimaginable to me. It's almost as unimaginable as like, it might as well be as unimaginable as the universe, because that's what's in your mind. The whole universe is in your mind. So, I might see the whole universe.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna happen.
Which that's such a reality is such a crazy thing, how everything is in your mind. Everything that you know, ever will know, is all in your mind. Who knows what is real, you know? So the whole universe that you know is only conceived in your mind. Everything that you see, you don't really see. Your mind interprets images, and that's what you see. Like, I always had the question of, like, what controls you? Do you control your brain, or does your brain control you?
And what's your conclusion on that?
People always tell me it's a mixture of both, which kind of makes sense because it's voluntary and involuntary actions. But I think it's more your brain controls you. Like, if I tell my brain to do something, my brain has to tell my body to do it. So, like, if I tell my brain to move my right arm, I didn't just move my right arm. My brain sent all the signals down to move my right arm and told all the muscles what to do. It's the mind is what, like, people always try to find. Like, where did the mind come from to tell the brain to do that?
I wish we were on video now, because that was pretty funny when you threw the right arm up there.
Yeah.
Soon, though. Soon we'll have video. Even if we could even start video before we actually start live streaming. And, you know, just throw them on YouTube or something.
Just like,
or we can wait. I mean, it doesn't matter. But I think it'd be fun to be live, get to interact with some people.
I think it'd be funny to record us and try to mouth off our words. Try to
just talk like whatever, or what are you saying?
Like, you know how with music videos they
oh yeah,
they have the music playing and they're mouthing the words that they're making the videos.
You had to do that. You have a music video.
No, I was actually, oh yeah, 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 I did do
so
that.
So you had to mouth it. Yeah. Like every time I watch a music video, which hasn't been for a while, like I'm just like, they really had to just act.
That's just crazy.
So weird to me.
It looks so real too. It looks like they're all into it. They're like, yeah, all over the place. It's like, damn, that's crazy. They're good.
Man, I was hanging out with someone the other day and they played some music that I've been playing all the time. And, you know, I don't know if it's AER or air or how to say it, but their music is so
just fucking
dope and chill.
Just chill. It just makes you like want to close your mind and just, or close your eyes.
Like
just fucking just
it's
chill.
One of those, you know, those, there's, at least for me, there's some people that can always like turn my frown upside down or however you want to say it, and just put me in a better mood just by being with them, or, you know, their presence. It's like that music, it does it for me right now. Yeah. And I hope it doesn't go away, because it, I mean, it's awesome. I could be sad, play, boom.
No, I for sure feel the vibe from those songs, and it's just like, it's almost like the, it's like a lazy song. It's almost like freaking Bruno Mars. It's like, today I don't feel like doing anything. Yeah. That's what I feel like doing when I listen to those musics. I just feel like, stop whatever I'm doing, lay down, and just listen.
See, man, it's getting nicer out. I can't wait to, you know, bring, I don't know, a little stereo or some kind of music device to hook up and play that and just relax and hang out and chill.
Yeah, man.
This summer is going to be awesome. There's going to be a lot of adventuring in preparation for the big, what are we going to call this? The big kahuna. Fuck, man. It's going to come way faster than we think.
I know, man. It's only months away, man. When you think about that, that's like,
we still have a lot of fun things to do in the meantime.
Yeah,
so.
And we come up with things out of nowhere too, so.
That's
recent. We're going to the thing in Chicago.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
See, so we just made that out of like nowhere.
Yeah. Oh shit. We need some sleep. We got early CrossFit, and then we're going to Chicago for a presentation. I think it's at DePaul University. I could be wrong, but anyways, it's gonna be a presentation on the NSA, SOPA, ACTA, probably the TPP, and different things that the majority of us should care about. internet protection and censorship, things along those lines. So we're probably gonna learn a lot.
I'm hoping so. I mean, we did at the Bitcoin presentation, so
that was a mind fuck.
Yeah,
and you know, that's why we're looking forward to Tarek. But yeah, hopefully we learn a whole bunch of information. We'll take some notes and maybe we can throw some of that information your way. Maybe you're going there. Are you going there? Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know, because we're going to be there. Okay. And
What do you think about like the human body? Like when I hear that there was a creator of the whole universe, I think like you don't even have to be as complex as the universe to see like how ridiculous it would be to create something as complex as the human physiology. Like everything that goes in, you know, people don't even think about, you know, just a simple jump, just jumping is just
how much goes into it.
It's ridiculous how all like the way your knees work as levers and the way the cartilage absorbs so much of the impact, and you're putting like twice your body weight on your legs just by doing a jump, and visualizing I think they said that you actually see everything upside down, but your brain turns it right side up. That's how we see things. It's weird as hell. Really? Yeah, it's like the chemistry and like our nervous system and our respiratory system, everything is just ridiculous how like precise it is. And if you mess up like a single thing in the DNA, you're fucked. Like, that's how, you know, abnormalities come out. Like, just a single thing you mess up, and it's just, like, messes up the whole human being that gets, you know, put out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, how, it is. Like, it's crazy to think, man. Just one little thing going wrong, and, you know, you stop.
And you're,
you
like...
shut down.
I mean, I bring it up because you have such a mastery of your, you know, your own body. You've been doing CrossFit. You've been doing jiu-jitsu. So, I mean, you're pretty fit. So you understand like some of the body mechanics that it takes to build muscle and things like that. Like, that's just crazy that everyone has the potential to do it. And it's just like pushing limits. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah. You know, I always say you should be able to do whatever you want to your body. And I'm not saying you need to do CrossFit or anything, but I don't think you need to be fat. I think you need to take care of yourself. Is that wrong?
Because I think it's a responsibility that you have. I mean, it's almost like cleaning your room, though. Some people are going to clean their room. Some people aren't. Some people are lazy. Some people aren't. It's just, I mean, there's different people. I think it's a much better benefit for you to be in shape. But, I mean, some people are going to do what they want to do. You know, you can't. Yeah. You just can't tell them. I mean, some people have really, really try and can't, which is unfortunate. Which I don't know how you would fix that problem where they just can't get in shape. But, damn, I forgot what I was going to say before I started that. I don't remember.
It's all good. It happens.
But yeah, just the fucking, the body mechanics are just ridiculous how it all works. Like, mindfuck. Like, forget about the mind, the body itself, just the vessel. It's just crazy. Just
wait until you hop in that isolation tank and things start getting weird. And first, maybe you just start hearing your heartbeat. And, like, that's all you really, you know, might hear for a little bit. Yeah. And you're like, wait a second. There's this thing that's keeping me going. And
oh, man, that's what I was going to talk about. The endocrine system. Oh, my fucking God. Like, because, you know, we run on chemicals and everything. But the fucking chemicals that get pumped into your body by itself is ridiculous. Adrenaline, like, every human being has the strength to lift a ton, 2,000 pounds. You don't even think you would be able to do that ever, but when the situation arises, when you're, see, this is where I like get this mixed up, if your brain or your mind, when your brain thinks that it's about to die, you know the body is about to die, it can do some amazing shit. Like, the reason we don't use 100% of our strength at any given moment is because if you do, it literally tears the muscle from your bone. Like, that's how strong and how much of a force you can put in with your muscle. It tears from the bone. Wow. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. You can, like, pull off these amazing speeds. But, like, could you imagine running so fast that the muscle tears from your bone? How fast do you think that would be? There's Usain Bolt, but you can tear the muscle from your bone just from running at a certain speed. Like, if you run away from explosions or fires or anything that's just a fucking tiger chasing you, you can do it. But it at the cost of, like...
Well, I'm glad I can do it because, you know, big cats.
Yeah, but that's just... It's crazy to think, like, how we evolved to, like, do things like that. How would that even... Evolution, man. That's... If you can think of evolution as a being, it's like, how did you think of that? If I could talk to evolution, like, how did you think of that? That's crazy. How did you think about dilating pupils, like, so you can expand the view that you can see the world in? Like, if you know, adrenaline comes on, your pupils dilate and you can see more, take in more light, you know, smell better, just all the senses just increase. It's just, you're more alert, your heart's pumping faster, more blood and oxygen's going to the muscles. It's just... And that's just one system. That's just the endocrine system, you know? It's crazy. This guy got sucked up by a tornado and thrown out of the tornado, I think a mile or a mile and a half away. And he was knocked unconscious by a lamp or something beforehand. And he survived the fall without a single broken bone.
Huh. Are you sure?
I can look up the story. It was on
the
same
show. The only reason I'm asking, what kind of show? What was that?
Same show, Human Body Pushing the Limits. This one was about, I think, muscles or skeletal system.
Just because when I think about being in the tornado, usually that's where you die from all the debris, right?
Well, yeah, I guess if
smashing you, and I mean, if cutting the debris, you up.
If the debris itself didn't hit you or something, though, yeah, and you got thrown out of it.
If that's true, you know, that's...
But the reason he survived is because he was knocked unconscious. He was so relaxed because he was unconscious that his body could absorb the shock and distribute it evenly across the muscles and bone. Like, if you think, if you're in the tornado and you're all tensed up, whatever you fall on is going to take all of that pressure. But he was so loose and so relaxed that his body distributed the weight across this, like, evenly.
Wow.
Like, that's ridiculous. That is crazy. Nuts.
I'm going to look into that, too.
When I go skydiving, if my parachute doesn't work, I'm just going to knock myself out.
You're going to hope you can knock yourself out.
That would be the scariest way to die, man. Scariest. You got to see it all the way down. You got to look at that shit all the way down. You can close your eyes all you want. You're going to look again. There's no closing your eyes and just waiting for it to happen. You're going to look again. That would be fucking... People have died that way.
When do you plan on going skydiving?
I don't know, man. We could plan that out, too.
I have someone that wants to go in the summer. We could just plan, like, a big...
Yeah, man, we could do it for sure. I've always wanted to do it for sure. I want to go parasailing one day, too. I think
that'd be fun. Yeah, I'd do that, too. I've been skydiving twice, both tandem. It's, like, a whole long process if you want to jump out of a plane by yourself.
I think you have to have a certain amount of jumps with someone else before you can do it on your own.
Well, you know what? Your first, if you go through that route, I think it's called the accelerated free fall program or something.
Yeah.
Your first jump is actually by yourself, but you have a guy on, you know, two guys holding on to you during free fall until you pull the chute.
Okay.
And then, it's a long process. Eventually, you get down to one person. And then eventually, it's that one person, but he's not holding you anymore. He's just, you know, jumping out with you.
Huh.
But anyways, I did tandem twice. No problems either time. The second time, I actually brought the girl I was dating. And the first plane that went up, there was a big injury on the way down. It was somebody jumping by themselves, and they just, you know... The guy told us was that he's very experienced. He made a mistake and he broke his body. That's what he said.
What? Like, he hit the ground?
Yeah.
I think you told me this. He pulled the parachute too late and it didn't stop the impact enough, or what?
You know, that sounds like maybe a YouTube video I was watching, but we don't know exactly what happened there.
Because I could see that happening. You pull the parachute and it just doesn't slow you down fast enough, so you don't hit completely impact, but there's a lot of
low pull accidents. And what's crazy, because we were talking about the ego earlier, what they say is the biggest problem with injuries in skydiving, because they say it's a pretty safe sport, but the ego, when people come in from out of town and they're jumping with the, you know, the people that work at this place or that always do it there, they, you know, sometimes they feel like they got something to prove, or they want to get a little crazy, and, you know, that's the ego.
How you feel about the guy that skydove from space?
Oh, that's crazy. Felix Baumgartner. I was waiting for that forever, and I remember...
We were together that day, man.
Yeah, no.
At the volunteer thing.
Okay, but I'll tell you, when he was first supposed to jump, I was in my physics class. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that, put that together. I was in my physics class in the back of the classroom, and I waited for a long time. Like, they're getting ready to go and stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like they had to call it off for wind or something. You know, the meteorologist called it off. What were you going to say?
Yeah, because you mess up one like tiny thing with that, a skydive from that high, and it's like, because if you start spinning, you can't stop.
He did start spinning, and he somehow figured it out. Like,
it took some time.
Yeah. Can't even imagine. He's like talking while he's flipping all crazy. He's
oh shit,
what's going on? But then the next time we were doing some community service.
Yeah.
And did it actually happen while we were in the car, or I can't remember if it was about to happen.
Yeah.
Either way, it happened that day. And oh my God, can you imagine?
Like, this guy looked at talk about skydiving. When you go skydiving and you're in the plane, you're looking at the ground. This guy he looked at the earth.
Yeah,
the whole planet.
It doesn't even make sense.
What the hell?
It makes no sense at all.
He didn't look at the ground. He looked at the clouds, the atmosphere, the whole planet. He looked at the planet and jumped out, and fucking dove into the planet. That's crazy as hell.
It makes no sense, but you know that.
Like, how life changing? What do you think your outlook on anything? Even like
astronauts, yeah, it's got to change you.
What do you think your outlook on anything? You get out there and you're just like, there everything is, like, we just left home. That's what I would think. That's the first thing I think. Like, I just left. We finally left the fucking cradle. Because the Earth is called the cradle of mankind, you know, the Goldilocks planet. So you leave Earth and you left the cradle. You grew up, like, there everything is. We're not the only ones out there. That's the first thing I think. Like, there's no fucking way. Look at this shit. It's all around us.
The other night, my buddy gave me a call. He's like, come over, man. I'm just wasted and all stuff. So I was like, yeah, whatever, man. Come over. And I was, you know, hanging out with some people. And I played a video. It was the observable universe to scale.
Yeah.
And this guy said, he said, why would you be an astronaut, man? You could just go on YouTube. I'm like, man.
Observable universe to scale?
Yeah, I don't know what the actual title is, but I'm going to put that in the show notes too. It's a mind fuck. It's crazy. But are you trying to find it?
No, I'm just, you know me.
Putting it down. Oh, I'll show you before we go. But do you have anything to say to any of the listeners before we head out?
No, man, just, you know, welcome to the podcast for all the new listeners, and thank you for listening for all the old ones. You know, keep being our, you know, faithful listeners. We really want to get live so we can talk to you guys for sure. You know, keep up with the spread the news if you like it. Comment if you don't. Let us know what we're doing wrong. We listen to the podcast over and over after we do it. You know, we criticize ourselves and fix what we can. I definitely do. I don't know about you. You know,
yeah, dude. We talk about this. we both say things, but yeah. Good, bad, anything. Let us know what's going on. If you like it, spread it. Allthingstimbo.com. Contact form at TimboMarch Twitter, DJMax13M on Twitter. We look forward to, you know, interacting with you guys. So hopefully we get live pretty soon here. And looking forward to the next one with Tarek. You have to listen to that one. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
That's one that, you know, I'm going to be spreading and spreading and spreading like a plague.
But, and you know, Tarek's got some people in high places too, so. So. But yeah, I mean, I'll see you guys next week then.
All right, till next time, guys. Wish you all the best.